You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
What a letdown that is.
Turn it up. The Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Yeah, thanks to Manscaped.com. We're starting a podcast, guys. Let's get right in there. That was quick.
Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
I'll be playing the long version of the intro on the Patreon podcast, and people are like, man, so excited to hear that again. Nice. It's all I'm here for. I literally turned it off straight after. So people are enjoying that. Manscaped, hanging in there. We had a few notes from previous sponsors. Did I tell you that?
No.
A couple of sponsors reached
loved
out.
It.
Beer 52 were like, guys.
loved it. Keep going.
You also, you know, like you talk about, here's the thing. They sponsored the podcast. They were sending beer. Some of them good, some of them great, some of them not so great. People were still buying it. You know what I mean? It's still a fun way to drink. But they had some notes at the end of the run. They were like, Colin was less than complimentary about some of our beers. And I'm like, well, listen, I'm getting my wires crossed here because Manscaped, they're like, you can literally say dick and balls and anus and shaving and shafts and taints. And then the rest of the guys are kind of like, we can't really have you talk like that. But anyway, listen, I'm sorry. I was mixing up my tone. You know, I was given free reign with the Manscaped, and I thought I had free reign with the Beer 52. And also sons.co.uk, who were like, you know, he was talking about a balding product. He didn't mention us by name, but we knew rightly who he was talking about. So all I can do, guys, is apologize. And I'm very sorry about it. I wasn't getting a lot of feedback till the end. Do you know, I've done that thing where you've eaten your whole dinner and then told me it was stinking, so...
R.I.P.
Will you fuck up, dude?
But listen, I appreciate your support. And to this day, I don't know what sons.co.uk is. I don't know. That's the thing. You know, they were like, honestly, I appreciate it. And that's why we're on a podcast network. But it is funny. The Manscaped thing was like, right, Manscaped are going to sponsor your podcast. Here's a pile of nut shavers, ball toners, you know, fucking cologne, all that shit. And sons.co.uk was basically just a link, you know, hey, you're pushing sons.co.uk. I was like, okay, I don't know what it is. Injections? What is it? Tablets? I have no idea. I'm also bald as fuck, so, you know, what can you do? But anyway, Manscaped are hanging in there. We've got a meeting tomorrow with Harry's at 3 o'clock, and we're going to be sponsored. So that makes more sense, you know, being a baldy cunt and being sponsored by razors. Not the tablets that's supposed to fucking have me coming in like fucking Jason Momoa on Thursday. What's the crack, man? Ugh. Do you ever see those guys who like their hair's too long and it's just constantly like, fucking man.
William.
Yes. Yeah. But he has it down to a fucking T. He's, you know, he's like, it's a fine art with him.
Yeah.
Like definitely. He can be like, jump in the ocean and like the second he comes out, whoop-boom, whip it back. Get rid of it all. But yeah, it's all fucking, a lot of dudes have better hair than girls.
Yeah.
You know, there's always some dude with like luscious hair and there's girls going like, I would love hair like that. And she's like, I put all sorts of products in mine. And they're like, what are you using yours? And he's like, fucking, I don't know. Sweat. Sweat on my hand. You know, sometimes I cook sausages. His hair smells like sausages. Mm. His hair is luscious though.
It is.
All them boys have fairly luscious hair. All the Mulholland brothers. Are they Italian or yes?
Greek, maybe.
Really, are they?
Yeah, I think they had some sort of...
I was kind of half joking, but yeah, it makes a lot of sense, doesn't
it? Ancestral something.
I mean, if William was here, he would just launch into some story. Yeah, back in the 1600s, there was a boat from... crashed on the fucking rocks and such, and there's a bit of pillaging going on. He doesn't talk like that at all. Anyway, went on a tangent there. Shout out to Beer 52. Your boy is over Omicron and took a wee trip there in Donegal, which just I thought was going to be relaxing. But, you know, you take a baby anywhere. If you took a baby to a yoga retreat, you know, wherever yoga was invented, India or so, I don't know, it wouldn't be relaxing because the dude is ready to go. But I'll tell you what, one of the weirder experiences I've had on Airbnb, a lot of contact from the people running it, you know? What time you got to be there? How many people are going? What are their names? What's going on? What car are you driving? Bro, fucking back off, man. It's Airbnb. I'm supposed to not see anybody take a key out of a lockbox, wreck the joint, and leave, and then be like, I had a lot. You're fucking hammered, thrown up in the sink, and then the next day you're like, absolutely tremendous, stay here. Beautiful views. Diarrhea. But yeah, and then, you know, we got to this place and the house is absolutely unbelievable. You know, typical Donegal where it just has like, you know, you walk around the corner and there's like its own little beach area, you know, that you couldn't swim in it. It was too rocky, but, you know, you could stand there and contemplate. And, but yeah, just weird contact from the Airbnb people. Just all up in your fucking business all the time. You know, and then they're like, oh, this place is run by Germans. You know, they have to, for insurance purposes, they have to know how many people stay in here and blah, blah, blah. And you're going, I'm paying a goddamn fortune. It's supposed to hold 8 people. We have to know how many people stay in here. Let me tell you, up to 8. That's how many fucking stay in. Is it 2? Is it fucking whatever? Oh, we just need to know how many beds. Make up them all. I'm going to fucking sleep in them all naked. You know, I've paid for the house to hold 8 people. And they're like, oh, but then it's £15 per person. Per night plus insurance for whoever stays. And I'm like, what is this Buckingham Palace? It's gonna cost fucking $7,000 by the time we're done here. Very strange. And of course, you know, like every activity we do, you know, you go there yourself and then all of Maureen's family come with you, which is great crack. But you know, we had to do a bit of lying basically. Typical Donegal. And as we're staying down here, What's the Daniel O'Donnell accent? Daniel O'Donnell. A guy's like, man, he's staying down here in the house now. And I'm like, 2 and maybe my wife's sister. Like, I'm literally like, sister might come down tomorrow. Tricked you. There's 3 of them. And their husbands. And their other sister. And maybe the dog. Maybe. I don't know. Oh, well, you see, and the guy, like, typical... It's like something out of Father Ted, because Donegal people are lovely, but the guy was like, well, that's you settled in now and all, and fucking there's the heating and all, and if you're going to, like, just, you know, like a run through of everything, if you're going to take a shite, there's toilet roll for your arsehole and all, and then if you're going to cook dinner, that's the kettle, and that works the way normal kettles work. There, you put the water in and click it on there, and that'll heat the water. And by the way, there is some sort of mineral thing going on with the water here, so I wouldn't drink that. There is drinking water there, but the water actually itself smells like fucking came out of someone's asshole. But and he just kept going on. And the cleaner, where did she put the placemats for the table? No, it must be in one of these drawers. I was like, get the fuck out of here, bro. I've been pinching the end of my dick since fucking Letterkenny. I've got a double kidney infection, trying not to piss myself. Well, you know, if you need a piss and all, just that door locked behind you, you know, you can urinate freely into the... He's like, get the fuck out of here, bro. Jesus Christ. I've never had this in an Airbnb. I'm like, it's like more annoying than a hotel. You know when someone's like, do you want to take your bags up? And you're like, get the fuck out of my face. I'll just tip you or something in the room and carry a backpack myself, bro. But he was lovely, but you're just like, all right, man, I get it. Oh, I didn't realise the baby was as young as he was now. No, I suppose you'll be wanting another room. We'll make up another bed. Make them all. We're going to throw up in all of them. But all in all, good trip. Donegal's some spot, isn't it?
Some spot.
You know, we were in Downings, and it's a place I've never been, but it's nice. I don't know if I prefer that to the other places we've been, you know, like up near like Dunloe and all that sort of shit. But it's definitely very nice. You know, you're standing there, and we got quite nice weather, and it was just like, this is nice. And me and Maureen talked about it yesterday. Sometimes you just need to do something different, don't you?
Oh,
sometimes, like, you know, it wasn't exactly, you know, a refreshing retreat where you come back like, man, I feel relaxed, like a weight off my shoulders. But sometimes you just got to go do different stuff, look at different things. And we're trying to get our kitchen done up at home. We're standing in the new kitchen, in this kitchen in the Airbnb, being like, that's nice, isn't it? We could have that. It's like, we could indeed have cabinets, yes. If you'd ever fucking pick one.
Will you fuck up, Tate?
But, you know, that's the way things work. But it was a good spot. Went to a place called the Singing Pub, which apparently is famous. And you've never seen, like, I read the thing, and it's like, opens at 12. And we went out for a drive. Eddie fell asleep, and we're like, right, we're not going to the beach now. Murder Hole, that's where we're going to go. Have you been to Murder Hole?
Oh, can you, apparently...
You can't get to it now.
Yeah, you can't get to it now.
Yeah, apparently there's like a farmer owns the field that people would tramp through to get to it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we couldn't get to it.
Fuck's sake.
But it's not even called Murder Hole, but it's so Ireland to just be like, Murder Hole. You know, and just like not really fucking follow it up with anything. I'm going to look it up now. Why do you think it's called Murder Hole, I wonder? Why is murder? I had fucking Murder Hole after 6 cans of Guinness one night in the Airbnb. Well, if you get a wild dose of Murder Hole, you can put an ice cube up it. The common name of the beach, Murder Hole, is rumoured to originate from the 1800s. When a young woman, reputedly,
is that a word? I thought that said repeatedly.
Repeatedly fell. Oh, Jesus Christ, I fucking tried to kill myself and it didn't work. Here we go again. I've just broke my clavicle. I'll give it one more go here. for fuck's sake, I'm still ticking over. My lungs are punctured. For fuck's sake, here we go. fell from a cliff near the beach. Other reports suggest that the name is derived from how many dangerous currents make swimming perilous. Okay, that makes more sense. Don't be swimming up that fucking murder hole now. You'd be dead. I wonder if it's one of those spots where the tide comes right up in there. Must do. You wouldn't want to go in there taking a photograph for the old Instagram and fucking the sea come in there and crush you to death. Fucking drown you. See, base. I think, you know, if my geography is correct, we were like see this picture. Then I'm like there. Where I'm pointing.
Yeah.
I think we were just basically away, like on the other bit of this water. So like about a mile over, there's another little peninch, and we were on that.
Class.
And I had the drone up.
Insert footage.
insert footage that fucking the camera had some sort of weird, you know, pre-made filter on it.
Oh, why?
So I was trying to fight with like the light and it was crap. I don't know how to fly a drone. I should own one. I understand why people are professional drone people now. I had 12 minutes of footage and I got about 30 seconds out of it where it wasn't just gone. Also, windy, you know what I mean? I was struggling. I've never seen a drone do fucking a burnout. Just spinning its wheels. Just, oh Christ. It's fun though, bit of drone. I said to you, the new General Banter fucking, you know, like, the way every all directors have like a thing.
Yeah.
You know, Scorsese with the old fucking Dolly boys. Do you know? Tarantino has a few. What's Wes Anderson's? The sort of moving through the set, sort of.
Oh, the whip pan.
Yeah, that's right. Very kung fu.
Yeah.
Ours is going to be the eye level drone shot.
Yeah. Where like it's Kubrick, slightly Kubricky.
But really quick.
Yeah.
He'd be up that corridor. Fuck the trike. He'd be up that corridor, like fucking into the wall. Fucking right. I think we should implement that because you not a lot of everyone wants to go all high and get all these aerial shots. Nah, bro, move around in 3D space.
Yeah,
in a room.
Fuck yeah.
I should have brought it in here. So loud. Just what about the time I crashed the fucking drone into my dick? I still have a scar. I was talking about it the other day. I was like, there's the scar's there. I just had to catch it between my legs before chopping bollocks up. Where's that going? Just and it was like, sometimes you know, like you got to do a thing, and you're like, I know this is gonna hurt, but I just have to grip my teeth and get through it. I was just like, I'm just gonna fucking catch it between my legs, crunch. But yeah, we had a nice trip. We're at the singing pub. I got prawns, garlic prawns as a starter. Oof. Where they just had the whole prawn. I didn't know how to attack it at first. I bet you, you know, there's probably some locals looking at me like, look at this fucking dickhead. But they obviously had a full big prawn, cut it down the back, cooked it on like the grill, like fire, and then served them all up with just obviously dipped them in fucking garlic, like butter. Unreal. And then I was like, what do I do? Is it cooked well enough where I just eat the whole shell and everything? I was like, did I just eat it? Like a dickhead? Like the girl I seen at a party one time ate a full pistachio and like nobody else could see her apart from me, and she just was like I could see the panic on her face. Like I should have put my hand out like a baby, like just spit it out. You're not gonna get finished that. And then I also know a guy who does just actively eat the shells and be like, oh, it's good for your fucking fiber or something.
Good for your teeth.
Give your teeth, give your guts, you know what I mean? People are like talking about roughage. You know what I mean? If you want to fucking exfoliate your asshole on the way out, eat the shells of a pistachio. But fucking I picked the prawn up and I was like, I just eat the skin and all. Disgusting. But then turns out if you cook them, if you obviously cook them on like a grill or like a flame grilly type thing, it was definitely like it had been barbecued, the meat just slides out of it. You know, so like I'm fucking trying to eat the whole thing and you just take the prawn and be like with a fucking knife, just go, oh, and all the meat slides off it, just like that. And it was fucking, it was outrageous. I felt like going to like, you know, you have a quiet word with whoever's serving you, you're like, excuse me, can I get that 9 times over? I know I ordered a burger, but I couldn't be fucked with it now. Just bring me that times 10, all of the prawns, thank you. Just a good old Irish traditional place where the only side they have is coleslaw.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You want the prawns, there's a little lack of coleslaw. We only got it last week. Got a new thing coming in next week. It's sweet chili sauce, apparently. Apparently it's sweet and hot. I couldn't get over it myself. It was funny, though, because the girl serving us, because I was in the car with Eddie while he was sleeping. She was flat out going with her boy.
Oh, aye.
In the car, you know, and then she went to walk into work, and then she came back to the car. In the window. Didn't know why I was perving out of the fucking tinted Jeep. Like a fucking pervert. Oh, aye, good woman. But you've never seen, you know those old sort of country places where they were open from 12, but then they started serving food at 1. So they were all like, right, we'll go in and get a drink. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. I'll just fucking wait here like an asshole with this baby. And then literally at 1 o'clock, 400 people in it. Do you know, just like literally, you know, one of those places, like we know it starts serving at 1, so we're there at 12:59, and then it's absolutely heaving in like 5 minutes. People just abandoning cars and running in. It's crazy. It's goddamn crazy. But you never enjoy a meal when you have a child. I think that, you know, if anything's going to give you a stomach ulcer, it's trying to eat while you have a child, because there's something going on where you have to just eat it quickly, or you're holding the baby and you're still trying to eat half a burger, and then like later on you're just like, oh my god, I need to go on shakes or something, just energy shakes. No point in trying to eat around this fucking asshole. Outrageous. Anyway, we'll move on. There was here, have you watched Stay Close?
No.
James Nesbitt?
Oh, no. Is that on Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
I've seen the thumbnail.
It's good. There's a couple of bits you're like, why? Why this? You know, like,
yeah.
They got two fucking baddies in it that are like these sort of drama fucking shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's supposed to be like very real. And then they've got these two very like surreal, weird characters in it. It doesn't mix at all.
Is it like Bloodlands?
Did I see that? Was James Nesbitt not too?
Yeah. Was it Bloodlands? Yeah, Bloodlands. His like Northern Irish thing.
Mm.
And he was called like Goliath or something.
Oh yeah, I need to
spoilers.
I mean they all just, I feel like, oh yes, that's right. Goliath. I wish fucking
hurry up, season two. Come on.
Yeah, I wish. They should just fucking. It's like Jason Statham. He's our Jason Statham. Oh, is there any cop drama coming out? They shouldn't even bother changing his name. Nesbitt. Get me Nesbitt. And he just walks in for fuck's sake. I love. They did that with Jamie Dornan, where, like, you know, they've probably got a script. Like written by an English person, and they're like, see where he goes, oh for goodness sake, I wouldn't say that. You know, I will go ahead, we'll do a couple of takes, Jimmy. You know, he's like, in the name of fucking fuck my bollocks, geesh, don't talk out your hole, things like that, you're talking out your fucking hole. I would love it. Thank you. Yeah, they just give him like his own fucking
free reign.
Yeah. Nesbitt, get over here. Fucking wait, fuck yourself. What about you? Dead bodies. When are they gonna just do a show called Nesbitt?
Very soon.
And he just is it. James Nesbitt could be a cop now. Do you know what I mean? If you give him like a police test, he probably knows all the fucking lines, all the rules, you know, all the laws. He could probably be a decent traffic cop. You know, police car pulls you over in the motorway. Well, well, well. Look who it is. Nesbitt. Shout out to Nesbitt's eyebrows, man.
Class.
The real star of the show. Someone started a Twitter account called Nesbitt's Eyebrows. James Nesbitt. Eyebrows. He's getting more and more like, he just looks like an angry woman. But, he looks like a woman used to live on our street who like fucking used to stab footballs.
That fucking ball comes in my garden one more time, getting fucking knifed.
Some old woman on our street when I was younger used to stab footballs. How fucking miserable must your life be? If you're it's her and her husband just being like, I swear to God, if that fucking ball comes in my garden one more time, and they're just like, I mean, she kind of doesn't have the strength to open a jar, and she's like, shanking footballs. Here's Nesbitt. Oh, start a show called Nesbitt. I mean, oh, I would love to do, and I'm going to write that down. I would love to do a sketch where I just play James Nesbitt, even though I don't look like him at all. But they should. Is this pen fucked? They should just have a show where it's literally like anywhere in the world, you know?
These cartel members seem to be destroying the town. We need to get a hand.
What if Nesbitt just turned up in Narcos? What's all this here? Marching powder. What?
Was he in the Hobbit?
What? have no idea. I haven't seen it.
He was in the fucking Hobbit.
As a cop? Is the Hobbit like a spin-off? Or is it a series?
It's like the prequel of Lord of the Rings.
I mean, that looks like such a fucking leisure center, like, nativity, doesn't it?
Cute.
He looks cute there. He actually does. He's another motherfucker. He was just, like, straight up bald, and then the next minute, like, full head of hair.
Damn right.
What are you talking about? I do. Look at him. Yes. Anywhere in the world. Fucking, these Yakuzas seem to be fucking running this town. A lot of heroin kicking about. There he is. Legend.
Very Northern Irish looking.
Professional policeman, James Nesbitt, part-time actor. For fuck's sake. On the name of fuck. I mean, I suppose that's why people love Line of Duty, because your man's all like, fucking up your hole with a big jam roll. Do a guy come up the lagging in a fucking jet ski? Well, fucking dip me in shit and roll me in breadcrumbs. just things. Oh, I wish I looked like James Nesbitt a bit so that I could do a sketch. But yeah, he did well to be full blown. He did the Elon Musk, didn't he? Full bald, now he has full head of hair. Though what I will say is, he's got this little, in that Stay Close, he's got this little, you know, tick, or this little personality trait. Character trait, what's the term? I don't know.
Aye.
He always has a jar of ginger nuts close to him.
Oh.
In the office, and he'd be like, who fucking drank my milk? And then he'd be like, investigating a murder scene where there's like bodies rotting in a drain. He's like, I need a fucking ginger nut. And he was dipping it into, he was eating it like this. You know what I mean? Like underhand, like this. Bro. Tried that?
Masterclass.
Just put it, yeah.
Acting.
Yeah, I don't think my character would make this choice, to be honest. I think he would go underhand when he's eating the ginger nut. You know what I mean? Mm. For fuck's sake. But, you know, just so put out by full-blown murders. I've been holding a shite since 11 o'clock. Stop murdering people. I'm turtle-heading. Nesbitt in. Cop stuff. They should bring back, you know, like the Bill and do it like the Clumps and he just plays everybody. Well, well, well. But anyway, I dropped my pen. Let me just find this. Drunk James Nesbitt. Do you remember this classic clip? I think it was at the football or something.
Don't know.
Drunk James Nesbitt. Oh, is it? Please don't tell me it's been taken off the internet. Here's Lewis Capaldi just looking like the most guy. Just normal guy. Why can't I find it? I bet you it's been... James Nesbitt fights off drunk woman. I can't find it. But I think there was a clip of him at some event. Oh, it was a Frampton fight or something. And... they were like, what's the crack? And he's like, I'm fucking knocking bollocks in. Anyway, shout out James Nesbitt. And it's one of these, you know, girl power films. When you get to the end, spoiler alert, turn off now if you don't want spoilers. But it turns out this is a spoiler alert, so definitely turn off if you haven't seen it. Spoiler alert, this is official spoiler. 3-2, spoiler alert. At the end, you find out that all these men that have been killed is by the woman who like owns the strip club. Oh, Jesus Christ. And she's like, you know, all these men are fucking pieces of shit. They're good at dishing it out, but they can't take it back. So she's basically, you know, it's real girl power. She's like out there killing bad man dems.
Good.
Especially in the events of late.
And he is Goliath.
And he is Goliath.
Well, he showed a bit of diversity in Bloodlands because he was the bad guy and the policeman.
Oh my, I'm going to have to rewatch that. That was good, wasn't it?
Yes.
James Nesbitt in Police with Twists. James Nesbitt in There's Been a Murder, but you're going to be surprised at the end of it. By God.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
But yeah, and there continues to be murders in real life of just girls running down the fucking street. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on in this fucking Kip? I mean, it's like between that and the fucking, you know, someone put out this list of just, it was just all these women that had been killed. Like, and it was like fucking 350 women or something. And you're like, oh, that's just how many women have been killed in like violent exchanges with either someone they know or a random attack in the street. For fuck's sake. And I seen, Peter O'Mahony did a nice tribute to your girl, Ashley Murphy. Why when you hear something, you know, like, obviously, it goes, everyone's like, you know, fucking men, and then you get guys on Twitter, like, it's not all men. I've been scared walking down the street.
Oh, wow.
And all that shit. There's always, because there is a certain amount of, there's not much you can say. Because everybody's like, you know, like, you kind of want to go to, you know, if they have arrested someone, you kind of want to know, like, what the fuck is wrong with this person?
Yeah.
You know, you're like, is this person mentally deranged? Or are they fucking whatever? And then it also doesn't really matter at the same time. But there's party is like, well, why did, you're trying to, like, not justify, but, like, figure out why the fuck something like that would happen. Meanwhile, it's just like, listen, guys, sort your lives out. It's a tough one, isn't it? Because it's always like, talk to your mates and fucking educate your sons. And you're like, but, you know, it's hard to know. If it's hard to know who's going to fucking kill people in the street, it's also hard to know which one of your mates is a fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
To be fair, I think I would know. There's plenty of people I swerve because I'm like, I don't know about this person, you know. But yeah, fucking horrific. But yeah, I don't know, what there is something like where you're trying to be like, why? How the fuck can this happen? Because if it's one of the things like you nearly want someone to be like, oh, this is a fucking escaped lunatic or something for them to try and make sense of it. I've seen a lot of things on Twitter, you know, people are like, you know, for the men saying it's not all men, I don't know which fucking man it is, which man it's gonna be, so for right now it's all men.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
I know. God damn it. Goddamn incels. Gotta listen to Jordan Peterson, you know, be a monster and then learn how to control it. Instead of being a wee weak bitch fucking lashing out all over the fucking place. But it seems like you're just like, you know, if you know, you're literally just going for a run and then you get killed in broad daylight and you're like, all right, I went for the run in fucking broad daylight because I don't want to do it in the dark after work, and for fuck's sake, what's going on here? Women are going to have to fucking go for a jog down the middle of a fucking motorway. Would probably be safer. Because there's more fucking eyewitnesses than try and stay on a goddamn oh fuck, I don't know. Grim. And then of course, you know, we were in Donegal there, and as the lane that we're on had two gates on it, and the guy was like, well, you need to shut two gates because the farmer doesn't have any things for his sheep, but if they get in here he'll get wild angry. And I'm like, alright, more fucking responsibility. So I calm down, open one gate, get out of the, you know, like, you know how annoying it is to be like, get out of the car, open the gate, drive through, shut the gate, down to another gate, did the same. And we popped out once and we're come back, and there's another Jeep down this lane that goes, that sort of zigzags down the hill, and I'm like, oh fuck, who's that? Maybe it's the guy from the thing, or maybe it's his wife or something. So we drive down and we pull up. You know, they'd opened one gate and they were turning like at the other gate. And like, I sort of slowed down, and it was like a woman and then looked like three lads, you know, like 18, 19, 20 year old lads in the car. And I sort of, you know, our Jeep's all blacked out, you know what I mean? Blacked out, like the Queen. Not a picture of the Queen in the fucking Range. So I sort of, you give them a bit of a side eye and a wave, like, that's a crack, and then drove past. And then they took ages to get out of the lane, then drove really slowly up the hill. And I said to Maureen, I was like, well, now we're going to get murdered. You know, on top of it all, we're just going to get fucking murdered out here. Like that West Cork documentary, beat to death with a brick. Another woman beaten to mysteriously beaten to death. And then, you know, obviously the news that Girl Ashley was on, and fucking, you're watching fucking murder documentaries, never, it's just surrounded by it. And then Maureen Sisters came the next day, and I was just telling them the story about, like, you know, like how weird it was, and me fucking out the window with the binoculars the whole night, just like, where the fuck did they go? Just paranoid. And then Maureen goes, you know, it's like such a privilege, like talking to me, like it's such a privilege to be, you know, like a big, you know, intimidating looking guy, isn't it? And I went, well, yeah, I'm definitely not shitting my pants about like walking down the street or something. And then she just really started heaping it on, you know. You're lucky that you're not an attractive girl, and that you are a big, ugly, fucking hairy, scary looking, intimidating, gross, fucking drug trafficking looking cunt, isn't it? That you look kind of like Shrek, but whiter. But it's such a privilege for you. You don't have to worry about being attacked because you're such a fucking disgusting, fat, heavy bastard that no one's going to kill and put in a van, isn't it? Isn't it right that you're just such a fucking ogre that no one's going to think twice about killing you? What a privilege it is. And I'm sitting there like fucking texting a therapist. Yeah, I'm just over here getting fucking body image issues. Cheers. What a privilege it is that no murderer is going to take any interest in you, because if they were to smack you around the head with a brick, what are they going to do? They're not going to drag you into the bushes. No one's going to date rape you because they would need a fucking JCB to get you into the back of a van. Isn't that right, Colin? What a privilege. I'm sitting there spitting out potato crisps. Starting to crunch in the room. What a privilege. No, I get what you're saying, though. It's like, yeah, I mean, obviously you can walk down the street and be slightly intimidated and have a certain feeling, but yeah, you're not texting, like, I'm not texting Mickey Bartlett being like, walking down the street, here's some dodgy looking guys. If you don't hear from me in 15 minutes, I've been sex trafficked. Wild. Wild. We're going to put this in as like some sort of separating the tone there. Do you prefer northern tato or southern tato?
Southern.
Do you?
Yeah.
I have a theory now. It's whatever you eat the most of. I think, because if, you know, like my last 5 bags of tato would have been the northern tato, and then I went down south and had fucking 15 bags of them. And then had one more bag of northern ones, and I was like, I don't like the northern ones anymore. I think it's just, it's whatever you eat the most of.
Yeah.
It's like smoking cigarettes, you know, you're like, oh, this is my brand. And then you go on holiday and you smoke fucking, you know, Camel Lights for 2 weeks. And then you come home and you're like, fuck, these fucking Lamberts aren't hitting the spot here.
Yeah.
I think that's the theory. But depends what you're into. The southern ones are sweeter. They are sweet and nice.
A bit thicker, maybe.
Really? I was going to say thinner.
Oh, really?
I think they're like thin and sweet. And the ones up north are a bit more are a bit harder and a lot, like, they're so pungent.
Yeah.
You got a time when you're eating a packet of Northern Tato because you're like, how close am I going to be to anyone in the next 24 hours? Because these are hoaching. For fuck's sake. But yeah, we went absolutely. I had a bag of crisps with everything over the weekend. It's like, what's for breakfast? Maury made French toast, which, by the way, French toast can eat my fucking ass. It's disgusting.
Depends, I think.
Yeah, it depends whether or not you have another fucking option.
You need, like, stale bread and everything.
It's like fucking, it's like ruining two things. You know, you could have a nice buttery bit of toast and a nice egg of some sort, and instead they're like, here's a fucking eggy, soggy, shite bread.
If it's soggy, it makes me want to throw up.
It tastes like blood to me. Like, I know that's gross, but it's like, it's tinny.
Oh, right.
Do you ever have a fucking nosebleed down the back of your nose? You're like, this tastes like fucking French toast. It's disgusting. Ruins it. And not the way The Rock makes it. You know, he's all like, hey guys, we're making fucking... He takes like a full brioche loaf.
Yeah.
Dips it in the egg and then fucking... Again, it's the porridge thing. It needs 40 other things on it for it to be borderline tasty.
Yeah.
Ugh. Don't know how I got onto that. Anyway, we'll watch... I want to watch this little clip of this guy. This is a lesson from the internet, isn't it? It's the guy that watches the trains. What's his name?
Francis.
Francis Bourgeois? Is that how you say that? The guy has like a fake character name. How is that not a fake? Is he for real? Like, because remember, he's like, for everybody that was making fun of me for dressing like a man, Dem. I was just trying to fit in with my friends.
Where is he from? Notting Hill, which is like one of the poshest areas in London.
Okay. I was dressing like a man, Dem. He's gorgeous. Like, but it's weird to just see him, you know, all fucking in all the gear, you know, with a fucking wee crossbody bag full of fucking knives. Wagwan. It's me. Do you reckon he would suggest all his mates? You know, they're all in the street corner fucking selling crack and all, and he's like, does anybody fancy selling some drugs near the train station to keep me amused? Wow. Yo, bruv, is that an erection? Not at all. I just like trains. Fair play to him.
Fair play.
Fair play, but it's the world just making, you know, just weirdos famous. But he's done this ad here, man. We're gonna get taken off the internet, but this is worth it. One.
Be the 9:30 summer descent service to Rousseau.
Presented by High Snowbite. What is a Gucci North Face? Collab? This train is formed of three coaches. Video's lit though, isn't it?
Class.
So Wes Anderson.
Yeah.
What's that page? Accidental.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Nothing accidental about it.
No.
Darjeeling Limited. For fuck's sake.
Hello, everyone. Welcome aboard the Summit Ascent Service. Please remember to take in the exquisite scenery as we go by.
Amazing.
Take care. That's brilliant time.
I notice all the models in this all have fucked up teeth. Sort of what they're going for these days.
Aye, bringing it back.
We don't want anyone to be normal anymore. But that's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit more interesting.
Huh?
It's a bit more interesting. You know, like, you get that sort of like Love Island look.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like a gym person, and then you get all these weird, like, heroin looking people.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It's cool. What Niall's saying is, ditch the curls.
Yeah.
Hit the gear. Do a different type of gear.
Bit like Kate Mossy. No, she had like the teeth and all.
Heroin chic.
Yeah, definite heroin chic.
Definite actual heroin chic. Cocaine chic. Fucking crack cocaine chic. Yeah, the gym person is fucking... I think it just gets a bit... I mean, it obviously takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
To be... in great shape and fucking stay tanned and get your whole body tattooed and get your hair tra- you know, get to do all the shit. Yeah. But when there's fucking 12 dudes in a row that look exactly the same.
Factory.
You know? And then you get some fuck. What usually happens is, you know, you get some fucking disaster of a girl. What was the girl on? It's been on a few shows. There was the wee Australian fucking like Thai girl or something that was on Married at First Sight. And she was like, I want a fucking guy to be like fucking muscular and fucking. They just say things like it's through, you know, I wanted to have a six pack and a fucking. You're like, what are you doing? Putting on Spanx and fucking getting fake tits? You goddamn mess. Yeah, she was literally like, I want a guy to have a six pack and a fucking. Be rich and all this shit. And then she was like, I've got fake eyes, I've got fake tits, I've got fake ass, I've got fake. Like everything was, you know, I used to be a man. I've got three tits. So that's what you're into now. You're like, give me weird.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, I'm just like fucking, I don't know. I'm just a very baseline, just reptilian man. Do you know, I'm just like, if this fucking chair had fat tits and a fat ass, I'd be all up on it. You know what I mean? I could be filled. yeah, no. Colin, what sort of kinks do you have? Female breasts aplenty. Generous ass. And anything else beyond that, I'm happy with. James Nesbitt. We have a billion questions. Some of them are great jump off points. So we'll slowly work our way through. They're on the Patreon. Patreon.com/GeneralBanterPodcast, guys. Get on over there. That's where I take questions. That's where we put up a bonus podcast every week. We put up unbelievable content, you know, that Niall edits together, and it looks like, you know, a full team spent a year on it from, you know, goddamn Sports Center. But, you know, it was just Niall in a room in his pajama bottoms and leather jacket.
Always.
And yeah, it's all over there. I actually want to shoot something this week.
Yeah,
I want to have a sketch idea completed this week. And I think if we just do that for about 4 weeks, this 4 to 6 weeks in a row, and then we'll just put something out in February.
Close.
I think that's the way it's going to work. Yes! Need to stop making that noise. Also, is Billy Connolly's The Crucifixion the greatest story ever told? The crucifixion. It's funny because I'm so bad at like taking things in. You know, like I know Billy Connolly is lethal and I've watched him a million times. But it's like if someone's like, what's your favorite bit? I'm like, I can't really remember. Don't really take it in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like,
I know. I haven't watched him since I was like fucking.
I know, yeah. He used to, when he got a bit older, he got a bit more sort of feisty and he was doing bits about like suicide bombers and stuff. Joe Duggan, you okay? Haven't heard from you in a while.
Yep.
I'm supposed to hear from you. Anyway, what is, oh, fuck me in the ass, I've flicked it over. Is this audio? Oh, get away the fuck. But yeah, I mean, it's, you get those older comedians, I've done these bits where like, I'll have to listen to that, mate. It's my own time. I mean, if I have time to listen to audio Billy Connolly, I'll be doing well. But yeah, it's like, you can't even, I don't even think people touch things like that. You know, it's like, there's certain like tropes in comedy, is that the word? Where you're just like, it's done. You know, you go to an open mic and someone's like, do you ever actually listen to the lyrics of WAP? And you got some guy like talking through, you know, the lyrics of a song.
Yeah.
Which I think, you know, it's like Ed Byrne did that fucking that bit with the Alanis Morissette bit? Isn't it ironic?
You seen that?
He's like, it's not ironic. It's a pain in the hole. I'll listen that on my own time, Mick, I'm afraid. Billy Connolly's The Crucifixion. Goddamn. Bert Kreischer's Machine Story. Best story ever told. Alana, favourite beach place in Donegal? Well, I said it earlier, but we were up near Downings, and now I think I do prefer the others. Like, we've been to, like, Dunloe, sort of Burtonport. What's the other place? Kincastle. I think that's where Daniel's from.
Oh, wow.
I believe.
Royalty.
They've got a fucking... Did you see that thing on BBC about him the other week?
No.
He's a gangster. And there's a lot of people being like, well, you know, he looks nice and all, but whenever he kicks off, he's a feisty here. Adam come at me in a tour bus with a fucking machete one day that he picked up in Texas. It's funny, like... But, yeah, I think there's actually, like, a pub and stuff, that, or, like, a B&B or something that he owns is up there and whatever.
Baller.
I like their Donegal where there's nothing. Do you know where you, like, drive over a wee bridge on the wee island and then you keep going, then you get a boat to another island and then no cunt can get near you?
I'm a big fan of the Bundoran car meets, you know?
You are?
Oh, I.
See, in my head, I was like, what's car meet? I've heard of car goujons. What's car meet? Are you up there just doing in the twin cam doing fucking hoops?
Oh aye.
I seen a car. Where were we?
406.
Oh dear. Let me get a look at them. The 406, bro. Just fucking stinking diesel out the back of it. No why? Some yoke. Do you know what I've seen fellas in? And I don't know why. It must be like, you must be able to fucking, it must be like a big engine or it must be four-wheel drive or something. What's it called? Is that what it's called? Vauxhall Omega. Yeah, I've seen lads in these. Like fucking lowered.
Glove.
And all stinking up the back. Let me see.
That's so funny.
Omega 2.5 litre V6.
Jeez.
Be quick enough, sir. Used to be an old cop car. But yeah, oh my God. It's weird, the little car culture. That's what I was going to say. I seen a car in Letterkenny and it said something on the, like a sticker across the top of the windscreen said something like, show me your hole for a sausage roll or something. Which I just fucking, I always see things like that and they're just like, the fella's like in a print shop and the fella's got, you know, he's got like a wee yellow notepad and he goes, what do you want it to say? And he goes, show me your hole for, the word for, or the, for a sausage roll or something. Like just embarrassing. But that's what they do. And we've seen a couple of cars together behind one and said like, if you're too close, you're fucking... If you can read this, you're too fucking close. This car is driven by a mad bastard.
Oh yeah, classic.
You know, this is an absolute shagging wagon. Is it? Is it? Or is it a fucking Corsa? Bora. Boras aren't bad now. I don't hate a Bora.
Old school.
And just
classic.
Classic.
Get Bora, Bora.
Get her fucking lowered. Get her on the red. It's just them ones that like the back of it's absolutely stinking for whatever reason. What do they do to it? Is it that fucking dump valve-y shit or the pipes or something?
Yeah.
And it's just like spitting it out the back. So annoying, you know what I mean? Like fun for half an hour and then you're literally like, fuck, I have to nip up to Belfast today to pick up something from Argos. And just fucking smoke flying out the back of it.
Yeah.
Ugh. Such a young lad thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Certain point, you're just like, can someone clean my car? You know? Do you want to drive it quietly? Keep it clean. Maybe go for a coffee. See what happens. Have you seen this OnlyFans star with two vaginas? No, but let's get after it. Maybe don't show this one. She's got two vaginas. How's that work? Pregnant, two vaginas. Oh, damn. Damn, boy. Jesus Christ. Well, maybe not show that. Right. Oh, she's man, she's pregnant. Set of tits, though. Okay. Is that legal? Who's making porn when they're pregnant? Jesus Christ. Is this the sort of car meets you're going to? She's got her car meat out. She got car meat in her mouth. Man, this podcast is taking a fucking... Show me your two vaginas, then. Oh, dear. Is this... Shout out to Twitter. Like, you can't even... You have to watch what you say on everything else. You know, you're fucking putting... For fuck's sake. You're putting, like, fucking... You're being all cryptic when you type, like... Jesus! You're typing... Fake tits are weird, aren't they? You're typing shit, and then Twitter's just like, anything you want. Two vaginas? There's a fucking girl's arsehole there. I mean, you know, I'm half doing research, half just checking some shit out. Nice. Right, quick... Oh, bacon sandwiches for lunch. I mean, a lot of fucking fannies here. Okay, I've scrolled too long. Okay, we'll come back to that. Two vaginas. I didn't see any. That was from Mark. Shout out, Mark. How does two vaginas work?
Don't know.
Side by side? Or is it one of these, like, you know, once, cool. Once you go on in there, you know, it's like I've got some sort of physical abnormality where I've got two somethings inside me. Or do you literally just have, like... You know what I mean? Two side by side would be some crack, wouldn't it? Literally, some crack.
Yeah.
Lots of crack. Any new recommendations for food spots in Belfast? The new Mexican place on Lisburn Road is meant to be good. Called Coo or something. I don't know. I don't eat in Belfast that much. I'm never really here. But no, I haven't really eaten anything exciting recently.
No, me either.
I also suffer a lot from, like, if I try something, you know, and I know how good it is, I'm like, right, if I go to, like, a certain place, I'm going to get that because I know it's absolutely banging. And I don't want to, like, stray away from that. Food anxiety.
Yeah.
No, but that sounds good. I might look it up for lunch. 46 minute mark, baffling take on Northern Ireland from a Yank. Oh God, here we go. Is it going to be one of these? And over there, do they have water that runs on tap? 46 minutes. Let's go, bitch.
The girl who...
Oh, it's fucking Bobby Lee.
I know. But I was doing shows there and my mom like begged me. And it was in... You know, they have walled, it's like the most walled city in the world because they separate the Catholic neighborhood and the Protestant neighborhoods. And so I was performing in a Protestant neighborhood and my mom was like, Megan, do not fucking be cute. This is not a time to try and push the envelope. I do not want.
Bobby Lee's just dressed like he's in Frozen with a dress on there. So it's all good.
You are from a mixed family.
So they would be outwardly...
Hostile? People would see, once they found out we were American, less so.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, whatever. Whatever you guys are doing over there, do whatever the fuck you want. But if people would like see my mom and dad and I out to dinner, and my dad looks very Protestant, and my mom looks very Catholic, I remember on multiple...
Nice.
Her dad's fucking putting his flute down and eat a burger, and the man's just a wee nun. How can you look fucking... She's very Catholic, you know.
What would they...
She's entirely made of rosary beads.
Look it?
Yes.
Wait, how does a Protestant guy look?
So Protestants tend to have the darker hair. Black Irish is like traditionally what a Protestant looks like. And then a Catholic is fair, freckled, red hair.
Oh.
Bollocks.
Okay.
So... and then there's like sometimes it's not that, but that's like kind of. And so people would see the three of us together and shake their heads at us.
Wow.
Or like, and it was usually older people.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's.
Now she is packed to the rim full of shit.
Yeah. A wee bit,
there.
It's still there.
You know what? None of that is ever going to go away. The Israel-Palestine conflict, that conflict, it just, Is that human beings? We're just...
Yeah.
And we're out to dinner and people are shaking their heads.
They're probably going, fucking Yank, fucking being so loud over here, you fucking American peace lover McDonald's, don't you just conscious?
Look very Protestant, you know. They could tell from his sash that he was wearing that he was a Protestant. My mother's very Catholic, you know.
Funny.
Very Catholic. She had a balaclava and...
green jumper.
A green sweater with elbow pads. And she had a tricolor behind her and a machine gun, and she was doing some sort of announcement in a restaurant. Yeah, let me tell you something. People were shaking their head probably just because you were probably like so fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Annoying Americans. Now, is there a bigger disparity in looks between Bobby Lee and his girlfriend?
Born as tribes and we...
People say I'm punching. Jesus Christ, bro. You got fucking, you know, this guy that would like literally fit in my pocket. He's the funniest guy of all time. You know, he's hilarious. So that'll...
Flick and that's it.
But who is Megan Gailey?
I have no idea.
I was doing a comedy show in a Protestant neighborhood.
I'd love to know where she was.
Yeah.
Because if you were in Belfast or something, it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Or was she doing like...
Derry?
It could have been Derry, actually. Walls, yeah. But like, you know, it's like in the city center of anywhere, anything goes, kind of.
Yeah.
Where was she doing it, like?
Some like supporters club.
I was in the Linfield supporters club, you know. I was in the Rangers supporters club in Rathcoole Estate. And they were like, she's a Catholic, but because I'm American, they're like, she doesn't know any better. Let's watch her do it.
I don't think. Yeah. I wonder where she was, like, because it's like no one's, you know, in the fucking Northern Ireland supporters club in Sandy Row being like, tell you what we've got on this Friday, Jim. What is it? Some wee girl from America is doing comedy about the Protestants and the Catholics as if we've never fucking heard it before in our fucking lives. Jesus Christ.
Fucking.
I know they played it on their podcast, but it was in our wee comedy group. Do you see I showed you, didn't it? The clip of Paddy McDonald.
Yeah.
Just saying fucking a million times.
Yeah.
Do I play it?
He uploaded it.
Did he?
Yeah. He reacted to it. It's so good. I thought that was edited, but
no,
that's it.
No, that's the one bit.
That's good.
It's good.
It's impressive.
It's good to say fucking more than you've said other words in a
fucking
sentence.
Fucking in like 8 words.
Yeah.
3 times.
And I fucking was in fucking America and eating all the fucking burgers and fucking, know what I mean? The fucking came home when the first fucking job I fucking had was in fucking Belfast. Fucking. You're like, you couldn't say it more if you meant to do it. Incredible.
It's class.
I know. Where's his TV show?
I know.
Welcome back to fucking with Paddy Mc...
It's called fucking.
Fucking. It's fucking Paddy Mc... That's the name of the show. It's fucking Paddy McDonald.
Paddy fucking McDonald.
Just every character, they dress him up different. You know, they put a wig on him. He's like, it's fucking your ma, but she's fucking from Belfast. And she's fucking giving out to you. And all fuck's sake, you fucking cunt. Incredible. No one would make that funnier. If they beeped it.
Oh, yeah.
If it was beeped, it would be like, you know, when they used to play WAP at the start on the radio. Get a map. Just can't play anything. Oh, anyway. If you were a prepper, what would you want in your hideaway when the shit hits the fan? Oh, I love this question. There's something about the idea of prepping for, like, an apocalypse that is actually quite fun. I think.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if you were like, oh, I've got this fucking bunker out the back, you know, I just think it's fun to collect. I mean, the fun bit I'm thinking of is probably, like, collecting weapons and tins of beans. You know, I'd be like, how good a crack is this? This zombie killer fucking flamethrower. Unreal. What would be in it? Definitely. Yeah, you would keep a load of, like, tinned foods and stuff, a lot of dried food. pasta. I would keep a lot of seeds, you know, in case you had to grow some shit. I would keep a lot of weapons, a lot of fucking... There would definitely be like a shotgun in there. I think you would need some sort of long-range rifle. And then you would also just need some just like automatic machine gun. but then also, you know, things... I would just have everything, you know what I mean? I would have some sort of club, you know, I'd have some sort of machete type thing. You can literally buy that thing. Do you ever see videos of, you know, like all the traveling community going around each other's house? Like, come on out, you fucking master. And he's got one of those fucking, you can just buy it and like in fucking home base. It's just like a handle, like an axe handle thing. And then a large curved blade that's just for like hacking branches off trees. Yeah. And you just fucking pick, like you can walk into home base and be like, oh, that's nice. Take someone's head off at the fucking till. Give us all your money. Take one of them. Maybe a catapult. And I would probably maybe try and get some large dogs and breed them. And probably just some batteries, a couple of AA batteries.
Oh, yeah. A vape.
A vape. 2 liters of milk. I'd buy an extra loaf.
A cow.
Seamus Monaghan, what do you think of these watches where the strap is made from fire hoses? Check out the back of the watch as well. Is he going to show me some horseshit watch here? Seamus, what are you playing at?
He's a man of taste.
Let's see. Bad taste.
Whoa, 2.5 G's.
Yeah, I've actually seen these. 2.5 grand's a bit steep for a watch where it's like not a very well-known make.
William Wood.
Have you heard of that?
Nope.
I've seen these watches because obviously my whole timeline's fucking watches, but yeah, they've made that out of... What's the back of it look like? Oh my God, you can see in the back.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's a bit of a...
Gimmick?
Yeah, it's a bit of a novelty. Like, I actually don't mind the actual shape of the watch, you know what I mean? Like,
it's got that like sort of Submariner.
It does, but it's also the chronograph. And then the wee subdials are like,
oh yeah,
kind of look like, you know, it's in a car or something. But I don't know. I know that like if you showed that to like a real watch head, they'd be like, yeah, but do they make good chronographs? You know?
Mm.
It's no fucking Speedmaster. But it's not, it's all right, isn't it? It's not bad. How big is it? Well, it, like straight away, the one on the bracelet looks better.
Yeah,
and it's a weird mix of like brushed kind of coppery, or what the brushed copper. It looks like a sort of bronzy bullshit. 2.5 G's though. I'd be taking my money elsewhere. But it's not bad.
Get that Tudor. Tudor.
Tudor. Tudor. Tudor. Have you seen your fella Beard Meets Food? Seems like a nice bloke. Oh yeah, does. Have you ever taken part in a food challenge, either timed or sheer quantity? Yeah, I did. We filmed the Channel 4 Blaps or something one time, which is actually laughable because back then they were like, you have a budget of 10 grand to make 3 minute long videos. And if that happened today, we would make 3 videos and have 10 grand to spend on fucking William Wood watches.
Damn right.
But yeah, you would spend none of it. Do you know what I mean? Like we could just head out and be like, yeah, there's your 3 videos. Where are you guys? Barbados. and it used to be, it was in Build-A-Burger, and they had a giant burger in a Belfast Bap. So the Belfast Bap was about that size, and then the burger was like a fucking, the size of a pizza in there, and then they put all the fucking toppings and shit. And because I was filming, I didn't do the challenge. Because I was like, we have another thing to go film after this, and if I eat 4 kilos of burger, I'm gonna be on my back. But I had about a quarter of it, and I was like, I could probably eat this all. I wouldn't feel great, but I could probably eat it. And then at the end, they gave me like the dynamite wings, which were just straight up like, it was, you know, it's that hot sauce where it's like, this isn't even fun anymore. They're just like, oh, we just got battery acid and put it on chicken wings, and I put it on my lip, and my whole body just went, And then they were giving me fucking Oreo milkshakes, and I was just sitting there with like swollen lips, like I'd been fucking stung by bees. It wasn't pleasant. It wasn't pleasant at all. But have you done a food challenge ever?
I haven't, no.
No. I don't know if it's my...
There was one I seen in London once. And I was very tempted at the time, but I was completely broke. But it was like... You had like a hot dog, a burger, and like a big portion of dirty fries. And if you eat them all in like half an hour, you got them for free.
Right.
And I was like, fuck.
Here we go.
Happy days. But I was like, nah. Because if you didn't do it, it was like fucking 25 quid or something. And at the time, I was like, Jesus.
Yeah.
That's like a week's food.
How risky, though. Dun, 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 dun. Just fucking tense. Yeah, it'd be annoying to get like right down to the wire and you've still got like 2 bites left and you have to pay for it and you feel like shit anyway.
Yeah.
Ugh. I want to do real food challenges where it's like, can you drink this milkshake while you're in the back of a mechanical bull? It's always like quantity and stuff. It should be difficulty. It should be like,
yeah.
Can you ride a bike and eat this pizza? Then you get it for nothing. Can you do 30 calories on this assault bike and eat these hot wings? And then you win 100 quid. Fuck yeah. What do you think of these watches? Shout out to Dead On Mafia and Big Man Blippi. Blippi Monaghan. McMagawin, I'm freezing. If you had a midlife crisis and you started collecting something as a hobby, what is it? Watches. I've already started it, I think. No, but it would probably be like... Oh, I don't know. It would be like guitar. It'd be something that I'm not even that good at. You know, I'd just be like, I got myself a Rory Gallagher replica Strat over here, and I'd be like, can you play anything? Not at all, nah, but it looks good in the wall, doesn't it?
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Oh, this is a good one. Emo Thompson. What's your definition of happiness? Real happiness is just being sort of, you know, content with whatever's going on. You know, if you were to start going, man, I'd be so happy if I was driving around in a fucking Bugatti getting sucked off. Which is what I would say. Definition of happiness. Just... What is it? It's a question that everyone asks. What makes you happy now?
Money. I don't know.
Well, it's like... definition of happiness. Just, I enjoy, like... You see, it's one of them things where it's like, oh, you should be enjoying the right now. But I like just being able to... I like being... creative, you know, it's very rewarding. I like making other people happy. That makes me happy. I like doing things, you know. I like doing new things.
Fulfillment,
but also like variety, you know.
Yeah,
you're saying money can kind of like get you in the thing, you know, let you travel, let you try things, experiences. Yeah, So David Brent, the way I said that. Experiences, yeah. And also ultimately just busting nuts regularly.
Relief.
What?
Relief.
What makes you happy? Five guys and busting nuts.
Fulfillment and relief.
Constant. You know, I heard this thing the other day, and they go, it was a guy, Stephen Bartlett, and he goes, pleasure and happiness are two different things. And I'm like, not really. Nah, I'm pretty sure there are certain things that you could fucking, that are pleasurable all the time. Dambles Aryan, you know, he's narrowed it down to about three things.
Jordan Peterson goes on about it quite well in that book he brought out, because he talks about accomplishment.
Yeah,
makes you happy.
I think that too. Me and Maureen had a very deep chat last night, and I was saying about I don't even know if it's the right word, but I always bring up like momentum.
Yeah,
I'm like, I don't like you know, doing a thing and then letting it fall away off, and then trying to regather myself and make it come back up. I'm like, consistency is probably the word, but like, yeah, I enjoy a bit of like momentum, you know,
yeah.
Getting going on something and keeping it going until it's done and getting on the next thing. But yeah, you know, when people talk about happiness, it's like you're supposed to just be like grateful and content about whatever's going on. You know?
Yeah.
Which is difficult for me. Because I'm always like, what's, you know, I think because it's like being like self-employed, but then also being in a creative field in several different avenues, your brain's always firing.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, even like accomplishment for me doesn't even feel like rewarding. It just feels like you have to do it.
Yeah.
You know, like even doing gigs, even like big gigs that are class, but it's like the feeling isn't, fuck yeah, that was great. The feeling is, oh yeah, we completed that and we did it well. Job done. It's more like a fucking, you're playing a sport. But I don't know, ultimately just eating burgers and busting nuts. Although I did realise when we were away, I went on a walk by myself, like over the rocks and all that shit. And I was like, it's still quite, you know, you're expecting to like be in a different place and your mind is clear and you can think clearly. And I was like, this is proof that it's actually not the environment at all. You know, if you want that sort of clear mind, you know, you got to do all your fucking meditations and breathing exercises by yourself anywhere. You know, because I'm like walking over these rocks being like, oh, this isn't like as relaxing and clear-headed as I'd like it to be. Because you have to be sort of practicing that anyway. But then I probably definitely also have some sort of HD.
High definition.
On the spec. Without a doubt, like, I get like overstimulated and it just throws me fucking... What's the movie Limitless? I've never seen it, but do they just take pills that make them dead focused?
Yeah.
That's what I need. Adderall.
It unlocks your...
Adderall!
Full brain.
Yes! Give it potential. To me! I can't even fucking... You know, I'll be like... I'll sit down to do something at my computer and I'll just be like, that next door neighbor's dog keeps barking. And then I'm going to go over the hedge with a fucking machete. I wish I could... Our boy Phil Graham put that up one day. He's like, the best weapon is a fucking... clear mind or something.
Is right,
bro. I know the wee man loves his tractors, but I don't know what it is about this guy's videos. The Hoof GP. Oh yeah, I'm not even gonna click on that. Have you seen that guy?
Oh,
he does like surgery to fucking the feet of livestock, and they'd be like, "Oh, this one's got a terminal infection."
Oh. Nah.
Ugh. But yeah, the guy's got major fucking followers. Like, it's crazy. If you were caught up in Groundhog Day scenario, what would be your... would you bottle to relive over and over again until you got it right? P.S. I'm on board the Patreon tiers of a clown. You pay for good value, my friend. Say hello to the whiny app. Okay. Say goodbye to the whiny app. What the fuck? Okay. Cheers, Paul. So drunk there. What would you bottle and relive over and over again? I don't know. Because that would get boring as well. What would a bottle over and over again? Just my full life. Just like, hey, can, do you know what I mean? Can I get a hold of the whole thing again? Have you any moments you would want to relive?
Don't know, but I fucking hate that film.
Yeah, for
I
sure.
I can't watch that film.
There was honestly a spate of movies that came out last year that were
similar.
We talked about this, didn't we? Was your man Frank Grillo? Is that the same guy? Whoever that guy is in the movie where he wakes up every day and the fucking everyone's attacking him in the apartment.
Yeah.
The Andy Samberg one. There was a load of films where it was just like every time he died, he would wake up in the same fucking thing again. So boring.
Yeah.
Trash.
I had to turn it off.
I mean, if Groundhog Day had anyone else apart from Bill Murray in it, you'd put a fucking hammer through your TV. Unbelievable. Hey, Colin, hope you all enjoyed your break. Thanks, Andy. Thanks, man. Today's question, is there anything that you haven't tried professionally that you would fancy a go at in the future? Haven't tried professionally.
Shredding.
Do you know what? That was some thoughts that I had to myself when I was walking around the hills of Donegal. I was literally like, I'd like to play more guitar because I think it's the thing that I can access the quickest that is actually just play.
Yeah.
I was going to say, there's no, I'm not going to do anything professionally, but imagine me just picking something up, pring, and being like, Niall, do you want to start a band? You play the actual guitar, I'll do a lot of miming behind, and we'll Dutch Frank and play the box that you sit on and hit. But yeah, I need to do more things that's not work.
Yeah.
You know, and I can play the guitar a little bit, but I'm like, I have lots of guitars there. Why don't I just actually try and, you know, push that a bit?
Woodsy plays the drums.
And the trumpet, apparently.
Oh, does he? Good man.
Was he not talking about that in the podcast? Did I make that up?
I think he was, yeah.
There was a couple of things that he said. He's like, I used to work on a bingo. And then he used to play the trumpet. And I'm like, grade 10 on the trumpet or something. I was like, what? Just Woodsy walking on stage fucking, what's crack, sir?
Huge cheeks.
Yeah. Big fucking puffy lips. And fucking eyes coming out of your head. He should definitely start over again. Is there anything you haven't tried professionally that you would fancy? Well, what have I not tried professionally? I don't know. There's someone asking me about like acting the other week. Like, would you act in more stuff? But I would rather do like our own stuff, which is, this is the year to get, you know, my finger out of my ass, because I always go like, oh, I'd love to do a sketch show. I'd love to do a fucking mock doc. I'd love to do all this. And you're like, just fucking do it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. Alexandra McGee. Is there anything that random strangers do that makes you want them to cease to exist? I can't stand when the spatially unaware get their hands on a trolley and roam free around the supermarket. Yep, that's... I mean, to be honest with you, strangers anywhere near me pre or post pandemic drives me fucking insane.
Yeah, true. I hate supermarkets.
A lot of times I'll get petrol or diesel and drive the car over to a space. Because the amount of times I've just sat going, what the fuck are they doing in there?
Yeah.
Like, you've ran in and you're doing like your fucking monthly shop in this goddamn Eurospar. What the fuck is going on here? Drives me nuts. But yeah, honestly, like, how long have you got? Everything pisses me off. Like, supermarkets make me want to kill people. I've had two Groundhog Day conversations this week. I wish it was a lot better at ending conversations without being rude. You know, shout out to the BT guy, God bless him, but he was like, you know, you can't seem to fucking attach the internet because it's not fucking attached outside, and that's not really my job, so I can't do that. But it's just outside, so they should be able to bring it in the building, but that's not really my job, I can't do it. And I'm like, are you broken? Are you on a loop here? But that's not my job, so I can't connect it because there's no fucking box inside. But that's not really my job because I just connect it when the box is inside. But right now I can't do it because the box isn't outside. I was like, I just fucking blow my brains out all over the fucking thing. And the same with the guy in Donegal. Just, where's the fucking thing? And you're like, get out of here. You've been here for 20 minutes running over the same shit. I wish I was good at that. Just going, thank you. Good night. Bye-bye. Right. Let's really step this up. What minute are we at now?
We are at 1:24.
An hour and a half?
Yeah.
Are you shitting on my face? Right, Jesus Christ, we should have vetted these a little bit. BBC brought back Dry Your Eyes. Why are they so shit at making comedy? We covered it. We covered it in depth. Who wins in an arm wrestle, you or Dave? Probably Dave. Because I'd be too scared of my arm breaking because I've seen too many videos, so I'd let him have it. Also, my right arm right now, I think I have tendonitis or something, and I seriously need to see a specialist because pain. Pain when I clench, turn, everywhere pain. Is it weird to go to comedy gigs by yourself? No. Go ahead. None of my mates are interested in going to any gigs, and I'm sick of missing them because I don't want to go alone. No, just go alone. No one gives a fuck. I mean, you might be a bit more awkward if they put you in the front. But if a comedian's like, why are you here by yourself? You just go, I'm a big comedy fan. And that's it. Watch from 1 minute in. Holy Christ. Okay, right. We'll give it a go. Next week, I'm going to print out the questions. What was it?
1 minute.
Okay, God, here we go. What is it?
Maybe I too could be ninja. I want to be ninja. I want to be ninja. I want to chop, 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 chow down. Take chow down to Chinatown. I want to be ninja. I started training hard. I think I could go far. I am a natural.
The fuck is this?
To scratch my head. What could this day bring?
What? Buy the song for $1.99?
It's all right.
Eat my.
It could be anything. With a go-girl woos, I learn by ninja kicks while watching Netflix.
What the fuck? The fuck? Naive dumb girl loving the tash being more pronounced. Pervert. God. Right, we're nearing the end of the questions. Let's get after it. If you were to have your own farm that sold its own produce, what would you call it and what products would you sell? I would call it Colin's Farm.
Call it the Diddly Squat.
Diddly Squat.
Clarkson's Farm.
Yeah. Sheeps, guys, chickens. chicken licking.
Trademarked.
Fuck. Kaiser Us. Chicken surprise, and you turn up, and there's just cows. I would farm just something like mink. You know, it would be more of a factory for fur or something like that. Just to people like, oh, what is it? A nice little organic farm, and then you get in there, and you're like, yeah, we're farming puppies. So how about that?
Alpacas.
Alpaca farm. Yeah, sell their eggs. No, I think honestly, mine would just be a lot of chickens and a lot of eggs, and there would be an on-site omelet station that you'd have like in a Hilton, and you go up and you're like, "Can I have mushroom bacon?" And the guy's Nublar. What are your favorite items of clothing you've ever owned as a child, as an adult? Oh yeah, I was talking about this the other day. I seen someone with a Puma King sweatshirt on. Do you remember the boots that you used to get, Puma Kings?
Oh, yeah.
With the tongue going forward. And I remember having Puma King like soccer shoes that were for playing on AstroTurf, and I used to think they were the fucking dog's dick. I was like, I can remember like set them on a chair beside my bed, just being like, man, would you look at the perfection on the design on these bad boys, nice high profile on the fake studs and all. Mwah, loved it. Favorite items of clothing? I don't know, really. You see, I enjoy hats and shoes, but I have loads of pairs of both. So it's like fucking... ever owned as a child. I'm trying to think of anything else. Some of the shit you used to have... I remember going to like these fucking underage discos and stuff, and we went into town one day, you know, with your wee pocket money when you're about 16. And I bought a luminous orange Diesel t-shirt, and I was like, I am gonna fucking be beating away the fanny at this gig tonight. You know what I mean? When fucking Zombie Nation comes on. It tins a Red Bull, throw up in the car park. Diesel, man. Just me looking like pretty much exactly like this at a fucking Energy 106 disco. With that dude that got fucking arrested for like fucking... What happened to that guy?
I have no idea.
Huh?
I have no idea.
There's some scandal. I think he tried to open like a strip club in Belfast. And they're like, you're only allowed to show your tits. And girls were like getting trafficked in, sucking dicks for money.
Jeez.
What other fucking shit? I remember that shop, that Energy 106 shop. They'd be like, mate, do you want to buy a CD? It's imported. And because it said imported on it, there was like £8 for a single. You're like, get the fuck out of my life.
Jesus.
Toker's Miracle.
Shit.
Again, just getting whipped off fucking YouTube for playing the classics. 6,000 views, man. Pathetic. Classic. It's so like, you know, they've hired a singer for the day and just fucking
riffs.
Need a miracle.
Physical, don't make it like the yesterday.
Do not indeed. Sometimes you do put on like an old, like I had this playlist on and it was like
Club Anthem.
No, it wasn't even. It was like fucking some sort of one of these bullshit like workout fucking, you know, get pumped, guys. And they played Tiesto, Adagio for Strings. And I was like, I know it's not his tune.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it is fucking genius the way that tune's put together. Like,
oh, why? Plus back, trying to put it together back then. It's not like now, and it's so easy to make a track.
Yeah, you just pull a fucking effect onto it.
Yeah, back then it was fucking... nightmare.
Like the end, the last, I can't believe we're getting into this. I was in the car and I was like, you know what, that last big build up where it's like, I was like, fucking that is hefty, man. This is such 35-year-old guy.
Yeah,
you're fucking wearing no dance music back around, and I got my fucking orange, top on.
This is definitely a after party chat.
Oh my god! I thought, man, I swear to God,
I know it's shite, but it's glass.
Where's that last bit? Where is it? Did I miss it? Yeah, just that bit there. When it comes ripping in. Bro. You'd have taken your Dunlop green flashes off and fucked them across the dance floor. Oh, fucking hell.
Class.
Class.
Big sense.
What's that noise? Oh. I know two people that are heavy into trance. and I don't know
like what. That sort of trance, the old school one.
No, because I get that. That's really fucking like, fucking come on. But then there's like real, quite soft trance, you know? Where people are like, what are their fucking, oh my God. The amount of CDs that I had back in the day of just like dance compilations, more classics. Bro. Even the fucking... Oh, yeah. Fucking many a glow stick snapped over this one. Bro. It's going fucking mad on 12 cents. Lethal. It's like... fucking 4 minutes. Listen to that. Your ma doing step aerobics in 1999. Christ the night. I'm going to call this podcast Classic Trance. Doodly doot. That was all those songs back in the day. You could do the fucking doodly doots. Oh, yeah. You could sing over it, you know what I mean? Unreal. A lot of Northern Ireland comedians talking about that bit you do when talking about their stand-ups. Is that Northern Ireland phrase or all comedians say that? All comedians refer to chunks of material as bits. So there you go, that's global. Paul Doyle, you have five people in your dream board meeting you can have whenever... you need it. Can be anyone dead or alive. Who you got? That's our last question. Let's get into it.
I like that his name's a plug for his business.
Oh, yeah. Paul Doyle Mana Fitness Solutions. What does Mana mean?
Mana is a cryptocurrency. There you go. Get involved.
Paul? I just mashed your two names together. Paul Doyle. Paul. Send me some crypto. I just need a crypto guy.
Yeah.
Is that a job now? Someone you just give them your money?
Probably.
Saying that, what about that image I sent you? And it was like, Bitcoin down, Tesla stock down, Rolex.
One niche Rolex.
One niche Rolex that you wouldn't wear to a fucking Halloween party. Who's on your dream board meeting? Go. For no reason at all, Dave Chappelle. I'm just thinking of like the really like influential people in comedy, you know, in my world, maybe like Andrew Schultz, you know, like real fucking forward thinking,
yeah,
genius people. Who else is in there? Dave Chappelle, Schultz, Rogan, if you could listen to him. Nah, Tim Dillon.
TD. He'd get you in the crypto.
You know. Hunting's gay. Who else is in there?
You need like a good sketch writer.
Oh yeah, goddamn. Sketch writer. Danny McBride.
I know. Fucking like John Favreau.
Big Favos.
He's such a genius. Yeah. Man. He's incredible.
He can do a lot of stuff. He's in Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Probably wrote it.
Tim Dillon, Danny Bright. You need someone like really sort of like philosophical in the comedy world, like a Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
You know? 60.
Is he?
Yeah. He put up a video the other day and he was like, I'm turning 60. I've got to be having cream corn and strained peaches. his face was just so fucking like all his characters mashed into one.
Class.
Yeah, I think Dave Chappelle, Schultz, Tim Dillon, Dime Bright. I'll maybe take Danny out for Joe Rogan. That's just a lot of dudes just talking shop, man.
Yeah.
Depends what you want to do. you know, there could be all sorts of fucking, I mean, Jesus Christ, that's like, that's an episode of Move On Up that'll do with Maureen on her own.
Yeah.
Board meeting question. That's great, because the amount of people she could fucking, that she reads about and fucking all that sort of shit. Yep, I'm gonna circle that, and I'm gonna make a full episode out of that. We also have one we're gonna do on our favorite quotes, our most useful quotes for us personally.
Oh, nice.
You know, things that you remember, things keep going back to, etc.
Cool.
But that's it. I think that's about all for today, folks. That's quite a long podcast. I'm freezing. This office, roll on the garage conversion is all I'm saying. We'll travel down to fucking my house. We're gonna get Starlink. It's gonna be fast as shit. It's gonna be warm. And then the good news for you, Niall, is I'm getting half of it matted out. So oh, if nice. You travel down to record, it'll beat the shit out of your butts.
Go for a spar.
Full locked in guillotine. Is he dead?
Do some rolling. Isn't it called rolling?
Rolling, yeah. Do some rolling. Rolling in the deep. but that's it. Also, shout out to flowcbdltd.com. William texted me the other day and he's like, we're happy to continue our partnership with the General Banter podcast. And I was like, music to my ears. So if you need any CBD, if you need any CBD bath bombs, if you need, they've got CBD with vitamin D in it, and they've got a stronger CBD, which is lovely with the vitamin D. You drop it, you feel just oiled up and smooth. What other products have they got? They've got gummies, which are good if you just want to eat that. And instead of dropping the oil in your fucking mouth all day, and it's the best tasting oil in the world, that's a fact, because I've had other CBDs and it was like drinking engine oil. So flowcbdltd.com, get into it, and we'll see you next week, and we'll see you for a bonus episode Thursday or Friday. Cheers, guys. Take it easy.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.